WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. Ever feel like your time, energy, or even your sanity is being constantly drained? Like you're running on a hamster wheel with no clear finish line? Well, friends, today we're diving headfirst into a topic that can be a real game changer. Setting boundaries in our relationships. You know, those invisible lines we draw to protect ourselves, define what we're comfortable with, and ensure our well-being isn't constantly trampled. It's not about building walls, it's about creating a safe space for authentic connections. Trust me, learning to set boundaries is like upgrading your life software. So, grab your coffee, settle in, and get ready because we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of healthy boundaries. Number 1. Recognize your needs. This might sound super obvious, but it's surprisingly easy to overlook. Think about it. What makes you feel happy, energized, respected? What drains you? Maybe it's constant texting after work hours, needing alone time to recharge, or feeling obligated to say yes to every social invite. Write those things down. Recognizing your needs is the first step in communicating them effectively. Number 2. Communication is key. Remember, boundaries aren't about being selfish, they are about creating healthy space for yourself and others. So, how do you communicate these boundaries? Be clear, be direct, and don't apologize. You deserve to have your needs met. Try saying things like, I need some quiet time in the evenings to unwind, or while I love spending time with you, I also need some solo time to recharge. Number 3. It's okay to say no. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser. But saying no is not only a boundary, it's an act of self-respect. You don't have to explain yourself or give lengthy justifications. A simple no thank you is often enough. Practice it in the mirror. Number 4. Enforce your boundaries. Now, this is where things get real. Setting a boundary is just the first step. Enforcing it is crucial for them to be truly effective. If someone repeatedly crosses your boundaries, don't hesitate to address it calmly but firmly. You might say something like, I know you didn't mean to, but when you do that, it makes me feel insert feeling. I need you to respect my boundary by state what you need. Number 5. Be kind but firm. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about punishing others, it's about creating a healthy environment for everyone involved. Be kind and compassionate in your communication, but also firm and consistent with your expectations. Now, let me tell you a quick story. I used to be a total doormat, always putting everyone else's needs before my own. One time, a friend asked me to cover a shift at work last minute, even though I had already made plans. I said yes, feeling guilty for saying no. Then, the rest of my evening was ruined because I was stressed and exhausted from covering that unexpected shift. It wasn't until that moment I realized how important it is to set boundaries. From then on, I started practicing those boundaries. I politely declined the request, explained why I couldn't do it, and made alternative plans with my friend. Guess what? The friendship didn't end. In fact, when she understood my need for balance, she respected it more. So, remember, you deserve to have healthy relationships where your needs are met and your boundaries are respected. It might take some time and practice, but trust me, the payoff is worth it. Alright everyone, let's recap those key takeaways. Recognize your needs, communicate clearly, say no without guilt, enforce your boundaries, and be kind but firm. These 5 things can truly transform your relationships, making them stronger, healthier, and more fulfilling for you and the people around you. And that's a wrap for today's Stoic Morning Reset. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you've recently set or struggled with? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. See you tomorrow for another dose of positivity and practical wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.